Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Hello, everyone. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of Total Empowerment. I am your host, Angela Hardy. Happy to be here. Happy to celebrate another First Thursday with you, celebrating life, and celebrating life. Woo! All right, y'all. We got a good one. We got another good one. We just keep rolling them out. Social media and moral expectations in the workplace. Now, let me give you all a little history. We do have a co-host tonight. I look forward to bringing Miss Natalie on. We'll be bringing her in soon. But let me tell you how this topic came about. We were kind of just sitting around the spa, as y'all know we do often, and enjoying things and talking and shooting the breeze. And it came up about one of the team members' social media page. And they said, well, did you see so-and-so's social page? And I said, well, no, I didn't see it, but I don't really care. As long as she don't do that when she comes in here. And that just sparked it off, y'all. Next thing I know, we were saying, well, that's how other people should think. And then somebody else was like, well, no, it's a public page. They shouldn't do it that way. So before I give the whole show away, I just want y'all to know this topic is a hot topic. As I was doing research in preparation for this show, you know, I just started kind of putting in Google and YouTube and saying, you know, hey, look, social media. I was learning the laws and, you know, the legalities of it. And it's deep. It's like, you know, it's some parameters that you can do it and some that you can't. But, you know, that's not the fun part for me, because we can set laws. We can just the laws are. But the right versus the wrong. You know, I'm not big on, I guess, judging. You know, I have my opinion, but hey, if you want to do that, that's your thing. Go and do what you want to do. Just, you know, as long as it doesn't interfere with what I want to do. But, you know, for the most part, come on, y'all. We all have an opinion about this. We all feel that one thing is right, one thing is wrong. It should be this way. You should be able to look at it. You shouldn't be able to look at it. So I just thought, you know, let's have an on-air discussion about this. Social media and moral expectations in the workplace. And once we start talking about moral expectations, woo, that goes much, much further than just Facebook and Instagram and some other stuff. So I'm excited, y'all, as always. Y'all know I'm always excited to be on Total Empowerment Talk Radio the first Thursday of every month. If you missed any of my shows, if you missed any of the shows and, you know, you didn't make the first Thursday last month or the month before, then just know that you can still hear the broadcast. You can still hear the program. The links are usually on my Facebook, or you can. My Facebook is Angela Beard Hardy. That's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Beard, B-E-A-R-D, Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. You can go through blogtalkradio.com/, or that may be a /, y'all. Y'all know the slash. Family Healing Circle. You can pull up the archives that way. So there's a lot of ways that you can catch up if you miss any of the hot topics. Because I'm telling y'all, every Thursday, y'all been having me spill my guts and put my business out there. I don't know. I might get away this Thursday without telling y'all too much of my business. I don't know. It seems like every week I'm just confessing something to everybody in the audience. But that's okay. That's okay. I like what I do, and I do what I do. All right. So I'm going to bring this young lady up. Initially, I wasn't going to have a co-host tonight. You know, I was thinking I'm going to roll solo on this, and haven't did a solo show in about maybe about 3 months now. So I was thinking, you know what, maybe I should be solo. But something clicked. Something clicked, y'all. This afternoon, something clicked. So I want to tell you what clicked as I introduce you to this young lady. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Total Empowerment, is this Natalie?
It most certainly is. How are you doing, Angela?
Well, Natalie, how are you?
I am doing spectacular. Thank you for having
Great.
Me.
Are you ready to bring it today? Are you ready to just give the excitement and give your opinion, all having fun all in one?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. So, Natalie, before I put you in, I was telling everyone how initially, you know, I was just like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do my radio show tonight. I'm going to ride solo and I'm going to, you know, have a discussion on air. I think I've always had callers, but for the last 2 or 3 months, I've had co-hosts. And then I was actually saying goodbye to you as we were at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. Shameless plug, Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, the best spa around, located at 519 North Charles Street. I'll give you more information about that later. Anywho, as we were leaving Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, something clicked, Natalie. It clicked to me when, how long have you been working there now? About 2 years or a year or so? How long?
I started working there 2015, but I didn't get on with you until 2015, but we had definitely conversed in 2014. So I want to say I was familiar with you around that time. So almost 2 years.
That's right, because I was speaking to you during when Kendall and I was away for Christmas vacations. I do remember that. So here's the thing. When I first spoke to Natalie and decided to hire her, maybe about a week or 3 weeks later, I remember mentioning to her, this was she still saying Miss Angela, y'all, but funny. Me, Miss Angela, y'all, but y'all who know me, y'all know Miss Angela just sounds crazy to me, right? So anywho, so it was still when we, you know, we're kind of formal, and I have to say Natalie came with a lot of experience. Natalie, can you tell them what you do experience in?
Okay.
What do you have experience in?
As far as, like, what I do currently, I do skincare, all types of skincare you can think of, waxing, skin wraps, all those type of things. But prior to me obtaining a license, I did have a lot of background in being a receptionist and working in different spas and salons.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So with that being said, Natalie came with a lot of experience in the spa industry, a lot of hands-on, you know, experience in the industry. And so somehow it came up in conversation. I asked her, did she have a Facebook page or did she, you know, mind if we link Facebook pages? Because one of the things that we do, we'll just kind of give each other, or not just Natalie and I, but everyone at Simple Wellness Baseball, we'll shout each other out. You know, if somebody recommend a massage and they said how good the massage was, we want to give a shout-out. So if someone said, hey, I loved how Natalie did my makeup, blah, blah, blah. You know, but you want to tag that person so that they know that, hey, they're being recognized, right?
Right.
So I'm being the boss, and I'm like, hey, do you have a Facebook page that, you know, I can log on to? And I use the word friend loosely. But, you know, I said, is there a Facebook page I can link up to, whatever? And Natalie looked at me, poison proper, you guys, and she said, I like to keep that separate. I don't mix my business page and my personal page. I don't do that. And I said, okay. And I had to respect that because, truth be told, when I was in corporate America, I would have had that same approach. But because it was more of a day spa setting and we, like I said, we do it from a different perspective, I was like, okay, I get it. But now we are Facebook friends and we do exactly what I said. So, Natalie, what changed?
Honestly, it just felt that I could trust you. Now, with my Facebook page, anybody can go on there and see that I really don't post anything that I would necessarily be ashamed of or anything like that. I kind of stick to the whole ideal of if I wouldn't want my mother or my grandmother seeing this stuff, I don't say it publicly. So, you know, it just came with hey, I trust Angela. I don't feel like she would use anything on my Facebook page against me. We're so close, and we shared pretty much everything. So this one little facet of my life probably won't make too big of a detrimental difference in my life. That's just how I felt about it.
Oh, the feeling's mutual. Okay. So that brings up another topic. You know, it's like, so is it based off of trust? They say you never really know a person until you either marry them, divorce them, or fire them. So is it based off of trust when you say, you know what, I'm going to let my, whether you want to reference as an employer, superior, or coworker, in on that side of my life? Is that trust, or is that, what is the word I'm looking for? Or is that extending the bond of friendship in a way? Do you have to trust that person, or do you have to say, you know what, I think this is something I wouldn't mind sharing with that person, what I do outside of work, so they can, you know, see when I go kayaking on this day and with the Busch Gardens this day. You know, does that open the door to extending the friendship, or is it a level of trust that you have to have in that setting from the beginning?
I think it is a combination of the two. First, I would say it has to be the extension of friendship more than anything. Every spa salon I've worked at prior to, or not even so much a spa and salon setting, just anywhere I've worked at, there was a level and a line that you just did not cross with your employer or higher up. That was just it. It may have been verbally, you know, explained to you, or maybe not. But it was just known that you do not do certain things. You don't party with. You don't hang out after hours. You don't date. You don't do this. You don't do that. And you don't do the third with anyone who's higher up than you. But I can only speak for this experience where I feel while you are higher up than me, I still feel like we are on equal footing with each other. So by I have that extension of friendship to you, I can then trust you.
Understood. So what's your opinion, Ms. Nally? And for those callers, there's a few other callers on the line. If you're looking to get in on a conversation, please press 1. We would love to hear what you have to say, but press 1. Otherwise, I think you're just listening in, and I don't want to just, you know, mess up your vibe, and you're like, oh, I didn't want to talk, and then you hang up on me. So with that being said, Nally, what would you say? What would you say to that employer that says, you know what, if I'm choosing who works for my company, who represents all the hard work and labor that I put into this business, I am going to use every resource, every tool there is available. So if I go on Facebook and I put your name in, now granted, I found out, y'all, it's illegal to add a person's Facebook, like login or social media information upon interview. Like, I can't put that on the application. Give me your name, email, and social media site. I can't do that. However, if I just Google, or not Google, if I just put in a search, let's say I just put in Nally Fatch. I just put in your name, Nally, and I'm looking for you, and you come up. And I see pictures of maybe Halloween parties and different functions. And I'm like, so this is what she believes. This is, or let's say, let's make it controversial. Let's say I see a picture of you and your Caucasian or white, whatever you want to say, boyfriend. And I instantly feel like, oh, you know, she thinks outside of race, she does this, and that's a problem for me. As an employer picking out their team, is that even fair? Now, not judging that employer's opinion of being a racist, but the fact that he's looking at what you do and trying to figure out if that's someone he wants to have as a part of his team, as a representative of his company. Should that be allowed? Should they be able to search you? And if you make your page public, make an evaluation based off of the pictures and posts that you have?
In a perfect world, I would say that's not fair. However, that's not the world that we live in. If it's public, then they have absolutely every right afforded to them to use that in basis of judgment. especially if this is, well, actually, if I go by, like, the Equal Opportunity Act where, you know, hiring, they can't, someone can't refuse you, you know, being offered an opportunity to be hired based on your gender, your race, your sexual orientation, if you're disabled, those things come into play. Anything outside of that is anybody's discretion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's left open to interpretation. I don't think it's
fair. So
what
would you say to people? Not make their page public? Is that just the answer?
It's either, I would say, don't have a profile, don't have it public, or be careful of who you apply to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally for being yourself, but if you are, let's say you're going into a government-type business and you know they look for certain things, they do background checks and everything extensive like that, it would probably behoove you to be a little bit more cautious of what you do and how you present yourself. Sometimes you just have to play the game.
I definitely agree with that. Have you heard of any stories in the media and the news where people's Facebook page actually got them in trouble at work?
Not necessarily Facebook page, but Twitter. That seems to be more common, at least in stories I've heard.
Give us an example. What was that experience?
Not too long ago, it's not someone I know personally, but not too long ago I've seen an article where this girl decided to tweet about this place that she just got hired at, and she already, for whatever reason, did not like the boss or the hours and was just putting the whole company on blast. The owner saw it and said, "You're fired." And I think there was a big debacle. Either she wanted to sue or people were saying she should sue. I don't think that, you know, she would have the right to. If you had your profile public, that means everything you say, everything you share, you are fine with the public consuming it. And I think people need to really consider the word public. It's a lot. Everybody can have an opinion. Everybody can see it. If it's not meant for the public, then you make it private.
Right. I definitely agree. You know, there was a situation I heard about where whomever it was, a guy, I don't know where he was, no one I know personally, but he, you know, he took some sick days. He took some time off because he was sick. But he forgot that when he went to those clubs and those parties, you know, those pictures that was posted, I think this was Facebook, those pictures that was posted was shared, and it was public, like you said. So here you are saying, "Oh, I'm sick, I can't come into work," but yeah, you're just like living the nightlife, loving it up. And so it was a duration of time that he did this. Evidently, I guess he wanted a week or two off. And they did fire him, and it was definitely, I want to say it went to court and some other things, but it was definitely ruled in the company's favor because it was evidence that you weren't, you know, sick like you say. We did have grounds for termination, and it was a mess. For lack of a better word, it was a mess because you had, and I know that experience was actually recently that I heard someone else was nowhere to be found. And then seen on Facebook celebrating and doing this and doing that. So it kind of comes into play. And what I've learned in my research is depending on what you're trying to prove determines if it's right or wrong from a legal standpoint.
I can totally agree with that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like if I am trying to prove, let's say, theft of my company, if I'm trying to prove dishonesty or whatever it is after the fact type thing, it can be used as evidence, but you can't seek it from the beginning. You can't use it as determination. So I discovered that today and found that was quite interesting. Natalie, another question for you.
Okay.
Another question for you. I told you, come ready to talk to me tonight because I definitely want to hear what you have to say. Like I said, you were the one that stood out the most when it came to allowing me to be your Facebook friend. And I thank you for that because I realize where you are with it. I'm wondering, is it possible and I'm not a big social media person. So all of my social media sites are primarily for business. You know, I'm just a transparent person. So I do shed some light on my private life, if you want to use the word private, because to me it's like, hey, we're just having fun, this is who I am. But for the most part, you're not going to learn too much about me through social media. So with that being said, is it possible to simply have two pages? Is it possible to just have a public page and a private page? Or what is the point of that? Like, explain that part to me. Would someone want to do that?
I would say yes. As far as Facebook is concerned, I know that you can have a quote-unquote fan page where you could put that as purely business and then your own personal page. Me personally, my job is my life.
Mm-hmm.
They meld together. There is no separation really for me, and you know that has positive and negative effects on my life. But there really is no separation for me. So if I'm doing something in my personal life, it will lap over into my professional and vice versa. Yes, it's possible for me. No, not really. I'm probably just a little bit too lazy, or I'm just too open of a book to really deal with that.
I definitely can relate to that. Now, we're going to take a brief commercial break. For those callers that are standing by, I don't see anyone pressing one, so I'm assuming that you're just listening in, which is fine, too. We love that. And we'll be right back.
Triple Wellness Hair and Baseball, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right, all right, all right. Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. We actually have a package for less than $120. Our first package now starts at $105. So when I say we give y'all the best at unbelievable prices, I mean it, y'all. Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, you got to check us out. Now, let's switch gears for a minute. This show is titled Social Media and Moral Expectations in the Workplace. What would you say moral expectations are in the workplace? Anything come to mind when I say that for you?
If I say moral expectations, nothing positive, if I'm being just totally honest about it. That is maybe just of things recently going on in media about moral expectations in the workplace have nothing positive to do with them. Typically, it deals with religious beliefs in the workplace and that how the employees should adhere to them regardless if they believe in the code set forth or not. So nothing really positive. I just think of people losing their jobs because they didn't stick to the rules that, you know, under other circumstances would probably seem a little bit out of order.
Give us an example of something that comes to mind for you.
Most recently, I can't put my finger on exactly when it happened. However, a woman was working at a Christian day school, and it was discovered that while she was pregnant, she was living with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend was not, and her were not married.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes against the school's code of conduct, which, you know, is a moral code, is a moral standard that the school has. I don't know if she knew that upon her signing up a contract or being discussed in her interview. Not sure about that, but that's the kind of thing that comes to mind, a moral standpoint, a moral code that someone else put forth.
Definitely agree. Now, that brings forth another question for me, because as I said in our discussion at the baseball about this, I think a lot of it depends on the workplace. If you're speaking of your small ma-pa shops and, facilities that are much smaller than, let's say, Walmart or big chains such as that, there are some things that you can do on that level that I don't think you can do on others. Meaning, and Cole, I see you wanting to chime in. We're going to come to you quickly. But meaning, for a small ma-pa shop who, let's say they're just expanding, they're hiring a receptionist, all the other time they've been doing it themselves, or they need a cashier now. To me, they have the right to be selective of who they hire, whether they like that person. It could be someone that's, let's say someone that's a homosexual who's gay and they're open about it. If that mom-pa shop, if the husband and wife owners, let's say, aren't happy or aren't comfortable with that lifestyle, then to me it's okay for them to keep looking for a new receptionist or a new cashier because they're a small facility and they want to operate on a small level. But when you get to the bigger corporations and that same homosexual person go in and apply for a job at one of these bigger corporations and the person interviewing has those feelings, to me, they can't project those feelings at that time in that setting. Now, I don't know if that's hypocritical. I don't know if you say that's not fair. To me, that's how it is. If I have a smaller facility, if I have a smaller business and organization, then I have the right to say, you know what? I don't think I'll be comfortable working with them on a day-to-day basis. But if I'm representing a major company, then, hey, I have to work with people that I may not necessarily care for. The question becomes, is it hypocritical? The other part of the question is, at what size does it switch? Someone can say, well, I don't consider you small. Simple Wellness Day Spa has 10 different people there, 10 staff members there. You're still growing. So if you're being selective at this point, I think only if you had one or two people you could be selective. You know, so chime in on that and give me your opinion on my thoughts.
I agree with your thoughts. Like, even though I have friends and close people to me who are, let's just, with your example, who are homosexual, I still do agree if that's not the image as a small business that you want to portray. Because your image really, at the end of the day, is everything. If you are trying, let's say you are heavily involved in church, for example, it probably wouldn't sit best if most of your business is coming from people who are within the congregation to have someone who is out proud and, is flamboyant, for lack of a better phrase, as the face, your receptionist, the face of your company, because I believe your receptionist, the first person people see when they walk through the door, is your representation. Okay, this is going against what, as a whole, we believe in. So I don't want to really be a patron of this establishment because what you have going on here isn't what I'm comfortable with.
Okay. Well, let's see what this caller has to say. We're going to bring in another caller now and see what this person wants to say.
Hello?
Caller, you're live on the air with Polar Empowerment Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. Natalie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful caller. Hey, what would you like to add to this show?
I'm listening, and I agree with Natalie on something she said earlier about it's not a perfect world. In a perfect world, your morals and your, Facebook and all those wouldn't matter. But as I'm listening to you guys talk, something that popped up was I think it's ethics, work ethics, versus moral values when it comes to where you work. I'm listening, having two jobs, and I'm thinking about the difference. It's the bigger the corporation, the higher up don't care what your morals are. They care about your work ethic. Are you getting your job done? Do you come in on time? Are you helping their production? It's the people who are in the office who care about your moral values. So I think that when it comes to a smaller, like a day spa or mom and pop, they see both. And that's where the battle begins. They do good work, but look how their life is run. You know, mm-hmm. And I think that there's no longer a separation. And I think that that's what makes it harder, that people forget that the morals are what you're judging, which you really don't have a right to judge, but you are doing it anyway, instead of looking at their work ethic. And I think if people pay more attention to that, I think that companies would work better and operate better, rather than, you know, what more so concerned about people's moral values. That's my thing.
Wonderful. And we didn't get a chance to tell who you were. I just recognized the name and number. So tell everyone else, who is this we're speaking with? Who did we just hear from?
It's Zerika from Simple Wellness.
Hey, Z.
Hey, Max.
So I have to say, now, we're going to switch gears just a little bit. Zerika, you got to hang in there with us on this one. Let's switch gears a little bit. We spoke about social media. We spoke about more expectations. And y'all know every time I do a Total Empowerment talk show, I confess about something, or I tell y'all something that I probably, you know, wouldn't share on a regular day. That's not true. But the point is, y'all get all in my business when I'm on this radio show. So, Zerika, I'm going to share that incident I had when you first started about 3 years ago. Now, anyone that knows me know that what you do is what you do. I don't get caught up in it. Like I said, if it doesn't affect me directly, then, hey, it has nothing to do with me. So I will hire someone who may have a different sexual preference than I. I will hire someone that may have different political views than I. I don't really get caught up in that. What I did have a big problem with, y'all, the biggest problem. I mean, I've hired people with gold front, tax, everything. As long as you know your worth and you can back it up, then I'm feeling like, okay, that's just how you want to look. I don't want to look like that. Okay, that's you. What I had a problem with was hiring someone who had jacked up teeth. Now, I say this not to be, see y'all laughing, but I say this not to be mean, not to be funny, and not saying that everyone has perfect teeth. However, there are different levels to jacked up teeth. You know what I'm saying? So for me, Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, beauty industry. I'm the beauty enhancer. My job is to enhance beauty both inside and out, and I wanted my company to reflect that. It didn't have to be the stereotypical beauty. I don't think I'm the stereotypical beauty, that magazine beauty. I'm, you know, way bigger than a size 4. You know, so for me, that wasn't the part of it. But it was the piece of this person representing my company and smiling with all of it. It was like three, it had to be like 2 or 3 teeth missing and some chipped underneath and some other stuff going on, but they were the sweetest person. Now, that situation brought me to my knees in prayer. And I am not exaggerating. Zerika Anderson, am I exaggerating?
No, you're not. And I got something to say about it, too. But go ahead.
Okay, well, wait a minute. But I have to say, on my behalf, y'all, I called the dental school. I called my dentist. I was willing to invest in this person's mouth because I felt like this person, being in the beauty industry, needed to have a better representation when it comes to their teeth. Like, I don't know how else to say it. One tooth missing, yeah, okay. One chipped tooth, yeah, okay. They don't even have to be sparkling white. But when you have a whole rack of teeth missing in the front, and then you got some chip here, it was just way too much. But I felt so convicted. I felt so confused. I literally was in turmoil, like, oh, my goodness, can I hire this person? Should I hire this person? I don't know what to do. I prayed about it. I cried about it. I talked about it. I researched it. And y'all may say, oh, Angela, you're so over the top. And I am. I am over the top. I know it. I'm extra. But it bothered me so much. My prayer, I remember like it was yesterday, I was in the shower praying. I said, Lord, please don't make me have to make this decision. If this isn't the place where this person should be, then make them leave. Don't make me have to sit here and decide whether I'm going to hire this person that has the best personality and great spirit, but just does not present well from that standpoint. And these people are really bad, y'all. Please understand. I am not lessening how bad this mouth was. And sure enough, you know, I'm a strong believer. If you pray and you pray hard and you believe, it will come. And sure enough, this person got another position where they had health benefits. And I was so happy. And I was like, oh, I hope they get that benefit now. But I was happy. I was happy, but I felt bad about it. I felt bad and I felt guilty. And, you know, I later realized that I shouldn't, because it is my company. And it is to the point where you want your frontline people to represent what you're selling. So, Zerika, go ahead and say what you have to say, but know that 3 years later, that thing still bothers me.
Yes, and that speaks more to your morals than hers. And I didn't think it was negative then. I liked how honest you were about it. You paid attention to her work ethic. You paid attention to, you know, what she could offer. But you knew deep down within yourself that you wouldn't be able to deal with it. And because you are a smaller company, so you would be the management and running the show and helping, and she would be helping represent the company, you knew that that was something that you needed to fix. But you also knew that that was something within yourself that you needed to fix. It wasn't something you projected onto her and tried to change within her on a negative front. It's something that you wanted fixed. It's something that you thought about. It's something that you tried to work on because you knew there was something that you needed done about it. And I feel that most of the time, some companies don't do that. That's an advantage you have. You look on both sides of the fence because you want to make your company stronger. So sometimes, even when it's within you and your own morals, sometimes you take a step back and you look at that. And that's what I admire, because it's not always, it wasn't just a cut and dry, I don't like your face or your mouth or whatever, so I can't deal with you. So you're automatically out the door. And I think that's a big mistake, because people automatically sometimes take, if I can't deal with it, then it's not going to be here. And they suffer in the long run. But I believe that your prayer about the situation even helped her in the end, because sometimes extra prayers going out helps another person. But I think this situation was more of a moral standpoint for a boss, for an owner. People worry so much about what the employee's morals are sometimes. Sometimes we forget about the people we work for, what are their morals and values. And I raise my hand to you that you can even admit it, you know. So to me, there was nothing wrong then, and I still don't see anything wrong with it now.
Well, thank you so much. When I tell you I wanted to claim this person as a dependent and put her on my health insurance and get them
treatment.
Also, Natalie, that was your first time hearing that story. What do you think about that?
I totally understand where you come from. I totally do. Now, reason I do is because I have a small background, not going to say it's extensive as my spa and beauty industry background. However, I do have some. Certain companies will hire you based on what you look like. For example, Abercrombie and Fitch. They have people stand at the door who either, you know, in the cooler months they have like a really skin tight shirt on, or in some places they're shirtless. They're not going to hire someone who has a pudge and is pale, because that's not what their brand represents. You're not going to go to Hollywood Tan and see someone who is pasty white and has never set foot in a tanning bed, because that does not represent their brand. Me personally, if I go into a place and if I want to get my hair done and I see the hairstylist's hair looking any kind of which way, looking like, to quote one of our massage therapists at Simple Wellness, who did it and why, I'm not going to want you to come anywhere near me. So I do believe that's something that you need to take in consideration, especially when you're a smaller company, because those impressions are really hard to, you know, get a second chance on.
Now, that's a whole nother topic. I have to remember to discuss that. What is it about hairstylists that don't want to do their hair? Like, I've been doing hair now since, what, 2007 as my career, my profession? And for the life of me, I always felt like I was a walking billboard. I always felt like I represented the product that I was offering. So why would I ever want to walk around looking crazy? Come on now, y'all. For y'all hairstylists that's been out there, I know we work hard. I know we work long hours. And I know after doing everybody else's hair, we don't always feel like taking care of ourselves. But, baby, I'm going to need you to invest in your hair and know that people do look at that. People look at, why would I let you in my head and you walking around looking like that? So let's just be the brand that we want to be for ourselves. Nelly, I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, and I had to grow to that point, and here's another confession. I had to grow to that level of, this is my company. This is my baby and my brand. And if I don't feel like my company or my brand is being represented to how I want it to be, then I have to be okay with the consequences but stick to my vision. And we don't always get that as owners. So, because sometimes you can be an owner, but you're not a good manager. Or you can be a good manager, but you're not a good owner. And especially in the beauty industry, ladies, we have a lot of people in the beauty industry that they use the right side of their brain only. They're very creative. They can just look at something and create it and bring it to life. But that left side, that logic is not always there. And so I thank God that I use both sides of my brain, and I say you ladies do as well. But in our industry, we have a lot of people that are just right-siders. They're creative, but they have no logic or reasoning, rationale to certain things. And that's why a lot of times in our industry, we have issues with time. Hey, I'm going to be there, but I might be running late. Or you have people that work all week, stand on their feet for 12 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week, and are broke because they haven't quite grasped the managing of the money piece. They make it and they spend it. They make it and they spend it. Or somebody come in there selling socks, and they just remember that Junior needs 3 pairs of socks. You know, so it's tough in the beauty industry. It's tough to kind of work in all facets. It's tough to be that person to say, I want to have fun. I want to show my personality, but I need to look professional. I need to set myself apart from, you know, other people in my industry, other people in my field. Or I love the freedom of being able to come and go as I please, but I need to operate as if I don't have that freedom so that my clients will know how much I appreciate them. You know, we don't always get that. We don't always find that in the industry. And while I'm on that topic, Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa is now hiring. So if you are one of those people that you say, you know what, I know how to do both. I bring it both ways. I have a good time, but I still know how to keep it as a professional. And I am a licensed massage therapist, nail technician, esthetician. Who am I missing? Who am I missing, y'all? Oh, hairstylist. I'm sorry. If you're one of those people and you feel like you'll be a good fit for our company, give us a call at 410-483-9355. That's 410-483-WELLS. And we'll be happy to speak with you. So, ladies, I'm going to ask you to hold while I play one other commercial. When we come back, we're going to kind of tidy up where we are and conclude this tonight's topic. And, Zach, I know you kind of called in to say one thing. You want to hang out with us some more, or you need to hang up or what?
I'm good. I'm here.
Okay. Natalie, you good, too?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. Let's just play this last commercial, and we'll come back and have some more discussion.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and your soul. Every Monday, it is Totally Whole with Pastors Bridget and Pastor Cook. Every Tuesday, it is the Old School Mix with the world-famous DJ Davey D playing the hottest old school R&B, hip-hop, and reggae mixes around. Every Thursday, there's something new just for you. The first Thursday of the month opens with Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. The second Thursday of the month is Reverend Arlene Cahette and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey talking about relationships. Get your relationship questions answered with One Love, One Connection, One Us. The third Thursday of the month is Reverend Jamel Gilliam with The Man Show. It's time to man up with the brother himself, Reverend Jamel, on The Sacred Masculine. Every fourth Thursday of the month, it is The Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. It is the self-help show. And just for you, we have a special. On the fifth Thursdays of the month, we have Arlene Cahette coming back with Healing Paradigms. And she's going to offer you all the healing that you need. On Sundays, we have Updraft with the delightful Deletta Gillespie. You won't want to miss an hour or a minute or a day on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul.
All right, all right, all right. I tell you, we got a lot going on this station. Total Empowerment, first Thursday of every month. Woo! So I think this has been a very enlightening show. It's been a lot calmer than the previous shows, but you know what, y'all? I think I needed a calm show because y'all done put me through the ringer with relationship talk and what else we talk about? Parenting. Lord have mercy. Y'all had me over here just like spilling my guts out and reevaluating my life and some other things. So sometimes we need a, you know, a calmer setting, and we need to just report the facts and give our opinions and not find out too much more of my business. How's that? All right. In closing, ladies, what I would like to hear from you all, I would like you all to say a few words to our listening audience. In my opinion, a lot of things that's happening now where people don't realize that social media is not something that you put on the page and it disappears. Social media or just the internet in general, you know, whether it's sending photos through the cell phones or whatever it is, I don't think, because this is a whole new world, like, we didn't have all this ability to do these things, you know, when I was growing up. We barely had it when y'all was growing up. You know, it was coming to age then. So for me, I think there's a lack of mentorship, a lack of giving back from the older generation to the younger generation, because the younger generation feels like they can't relate. What they know about that? She don't know how to use that cell phone. Look at that. Look at her. She don't know how to take a picture. Like, I remember I was at a family function, and someone took a picture using the disposable camera. And my daughter, who Kendall was probably about 4 or 5 at the time, she's 11 now, guess who was probably about 4 or 5 at the time? This person took a picture and had all the kids in the picture, and she said, you know, to say cheese, and they all said cheese. And then after she snapped the picture, Kendall came running up to her and said, let me see, let me see, let me see. And the lady looked, she looked a little embarrassed, and she looked and said, oh, no, baby, you can't see nothing on this one. She said, I got to get the film developed. You can't see on this. But you would have thought that somebody showed Kendall a dinosaur, because she was just looking at this lady like, what in the world do you have in your hand that you can't show me the picture that you just took of me? And it was humorous, yes, but it showed a clear division. It showed a clear separation in generations. And though we've had technology advance for many, many years in the past, you know, the phones that my mother used aren't the phones that I use, and that's always been the camera that my mother used. It wasn't the camera that I used. That's always been there. But it's something different about this World Wide Web. It's something different about this internet that I feel like the youth, and sometimes it's adults, a lot of times adults are in on this too, but I feel like there's people getting lost because it's so new. And to me, it's common sense. You don't put nothing up there that you don't want to come back, or you don't give anybody the power to do anything with information that you put up there. Like, if you look at my page, which is Angela Beard Hardy on Facebook, DaySwaSW on Twitter and Instagram. But if you look at those pages, you're going to see things. You're going to see positive things. You're going to see, you know, pictures. You're going to see what I might have done that day. But there's nothing that I – and you see some crazy pictures because I'm not that straightforward picture person. I like action photos. But there's nothing that I feel like, oh, no, if this gets out, if so-and-so sees this, what's going to happen now? I don't know how to bring it back, y'all, but I want to hear from you words of advice, words of encouragement on mixing business with pleasure. Like Natalie said earlier, though it's not in a perfect world, it shouldn't be done, but it is. We do it. You know, I haven't done it as far as the hiring process. Oh, but, you know, once we friends, we friends. So if I'm surfing the page and I see something, I see something. I guess for me it's different because I'm not that type of person to say, oh, look at this. What is? No, that's not me. And then, two, we wouldn't be at that point had we not already crossed some other situations together. So I may be a little different, but the point is we do it. As human beings, we mix personal life and business. We do it all the time. We try not to, but it happens. So, Natalie, I want you to tell me what you would tell that young lady who's fresh out of college, who enjoyed her college years, enjoyed it to the fullest, and showed the world how much she enjoyed it, and now she's looking for a career or a workplace for home. What would you tell her? Because I kind of want to hear from you with a different question. But what would you tell her, Natalie? What would you tell this young lady that's just starting out, made some mistakes, exposed herself on, you know, World Wide Web, and now she's like, it's not fair. You know, what should I do? How should I handle it? What would you say to her?
Oh, that is tough. Because I didn't even do that in college. And I had some questionable moments in college, but I never even did that. So I would say first, what you can control, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
What you do have the power to, you know, get rid of, I don't want to use the word hide, but, you know, there it's not so much you carry shame, but you have to acknowledge that everybody might not be on the same page as you in terms of, oh, it's okay, you were just living your life. And some people may not acknowledge the fact that, hey, you were younger at one point. We all were stupid when we were younger.
Mm.
Some less than others, of course, but we all did dumb things.
And some
things.
Of us forget that, Natalie.
Yeah.
Some
we were young at one
that.
Point. I did something stupid yesterday, for all I know, that I'm probably going to, like, grimace at next year. I think people need to consider that. I would say whatever you have control over to change, do so. And from moving forward, present yourself in the way that you want the world to take you. If you are looking for a job in corporate, be a model of what someone in corporate would go for.
So
to
I
the
hear
best
you saying,
of your
think
ability.
Think long term.
I'm sorry, what did
you
say?
I hear you saying think long term. A lot of times we don't think long term. So in that moment, that felt like a good idea to that person. But if she's thinking long term, she knows she wants more for herself. She knows she's having a good time now, but hey, when I need to straighten up and fly right in a few years and get on my own and do this and do that, I'm going to do it. So if she thinks long term, she's going to think outside of that moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm totally with thinking long term, but as you said, people do things in the moment. That's why I say whatever you can have control over, take control of it and move forward from that point.
Definitely.
I wish, I wish I could say, you know, hey, think long term, but we all, like, you know, sometimes someone gets on your skin and you yell and maybe someone catches that on camera or someone who you didn't want to see, you lose your cool thought. Sometimes we can't help when things happen. However, learn from it, move forward from that point.
Definitely agree with that. And know that everything is not meant to be publicized and posted, y'all. Some things are just, there are some conversations just that should remain as a conversation. They shouldn't go on public record. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely agree with that, Natalie. And before we hear from Zerika, just tell us one more time how they can reach you and the services that you can offer.
Well, of course. Again, I'm Natalie. You can reach me at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. Feel free to call me on the shop number at 410-483-9355, which is Well. And what I offer is all-inclusive skincare and waxing and nail services. Skincare is my specialty. I specialize in hyperpigmentation on African-American skin and other ethnic skins, but I am welcome to service everybody. So if you ever need some problems with that, you need some assistance, please feel free to call me.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Let's switch gears and go to Zerika. Zerika, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Zerika, let me ask you something. Let me give you a scenario, and I want you to speak to this. You're going to speak to a young gentleman that's just working and finding his way toward a better life and environment than he's in. So he goes on this interview, and he seems like a really good candidate. They're very pleased with him. Let's say it's a stock boy position, okay? Really pleased with him. Maybe not really a big company, but to the point where they're like, you know, he seems like he'll be a good fit. And they're going to kind of train him to do some other things. Interview went wonderful. Now, this young man leaves, and the employer of the company decides that it felt good, but I'm just going to check his Facebook page. I'm just going to see if I can pull up anything. Okay. So he goes on the page, right? And on his page, we see this young fella is, hey, he's a part of the dirt bike crews that we have riding around here in Baltimore. He's in one of the dirt bike clubs. He has a few frustrating days with his baby mama conversation on there. And then he also has a few frustrating days with just wanting more in life. And so this employer gets a little torn because he's like, man. You know, and let's say we see him holding a drink on one other page and maybe having some other fun on a you know, photo. So this employer is really torn. He's like, I really like this guy. He was young. He was ambitious. He was strong. We're going to need a nice, strong, healthy guy to do, you know, the stock and the labor. But, this whole the dirt bike stuff, that's illegal. I can't stand when they cut me off and get in my way. I can't stand them. You know, they're just always in the way. And this whole baby mama, will this baby mama drama come to my door? He looks like he has three kids and three mothers. And I don't know if I want to put up with this, but I also see his pain and his frustration not having a shot in life. I also see his verge of being on the verge of giving up hope. I see that he's tired of trying to make fast money, and he wants more for those three kids despite the relationship with the mother. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call this guy in for a second interview, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to sell me on why I should not judge him on the stuff that I found. However, this employer knows that he's crossing a tight legal line. So when he calls him in, he says, I thought, you know, you were a really good candidate for this position. And I'm interested in what things are like off hours for you. Should I have any concerns with your personal life being an issue for your business life? What do you think that young man should say right then and there? He has the opportunity. He has the opportunity to say whatever it is. And he probably, something probably clicked in his head, like, oh, no, I forgot my Facebook page public, but I was trying to be a rapper. I wanted everybody to know about me. What should that young man say right in that moment, Ms. Zerika?
I think his answer should be, I have grown up in an environment that that's all I've seen, maybe, and that's all I know how to emulate. But I know that I want more. But I don't know what that is. So in order to figure out what the more is that I want, I need to step into a new environment that I can emulate, that is the correct path, that
will lead me to being better and lead me out of the frustration that I am. And if you give me this chance, maybe you can show me that there is a different way to be. And maybe you can show me there is a different way to handle things and a different way to present myself. But I don't know unless I'm given that chance. Because for some people, that's all it is.
Do y'all see why I love my team? Beth, I agree with you. Transparency means everything. And, you know, so often we go into not just, now that we're talking, not just the interview, into relationships with the representative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go into putting our best foot forward and not being able to stay up on that best foot. Be transparent, y'all. Be transparent. Now, you should have a professional side. We've said this all the time. There's times where I answer the phone, I'm like, I could have just been laughing and talking. That's a high potential. How may I help you? That quick. My professional tone was switched on. That's not being fake or phony. That's being a professional. However, in the situation that Jerica just spoke on, there's opportunity for that young man to say, you know what? I've done wrong in the past, but I want to do better. I need a shot. That's going to go so much further than him coming in there and saying, no, there's nothing that I've done. Because we can see right through that. And see what it means? If you're in tune with yourself, first of all, then usually you can be in tune with others. And when you can see right through that, that's a bad taste in the mouth. So, as always, we started out talking about social media and moral expectations, but it always comes back to enhancing beauty both inside and out. It is important for you to be transparent. It is important for you to have goals for yourself, to set goals for yourself, and to do your best to strive to achieve those goals. So, you know, it's funny how everything always connects to empowering. That's the name of the show, Total Empowerment, for that reason. Understand who you are and understand where you want to go. Know that you're going to make some mistakes. Know that you're going to have some tough times. Know that you're going to have some moments where you want to give up and throw in the towel. But after you have that moment, get up and keep going, because the fight is in you. You're stronger than you know, and greatness is inside of you. And this message isn't just for you all. This talk show is never just for the people listening. This is always something that I benefit from. So, you know, we can look at how Facebook is doing this. We can look at how people on Twitter during the workouts, that's a whole other subject we didn't even get to, how people are using the work computers to do things. And when I was in corporate America, I did it. I used, you know, computers to do this and do that when I should have been using it solely for that company. But I have to say, being a business owner now, it's disheartening, because it's literally like feeling like someone's stealing from you. We make use it for personal uses. Now, I'm not saying every now and then, but I'm saying if it was something done on a regular basis, when you're counting every penny and you're trying to do this and you're trying to do that, it's disheartening. So to all those corporate America people that I did that to, I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. Karma is real. Okay. Anyway, the point is, just get to the point where you allow yourself to make mistakes, but you prevent yourself from making too many mistakes. Think before you act, y'all. Be transparent. And for goodness sake, love yourself. It's that simple. Love yourself. That love will overflow where you can love somebody else. But if you got hate in yourself and you all upset and bitter with the world and just mad because you woke up that morning, that's what other people get. That negativity is contagious, and that energy stinks. I can't stand negative energy. Zach, before we say our closing, can you tell everyone what you do at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa and how they can reach out to you if they're in need of any of the wonderful services you offer?
I'm Zerika. I am a licensed cosmetologist at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, specializing in holistic natural hair care, where we believe what you put on the inside is just as important what you put on the outside. I specialize in transitioning hair. I specialize in nail care and hair coloring. We can take care of you down there if you would like to reach me. My cell phone number is 412
412-251-2129. Again, that's 412-251-2129. Or you can reach me at 410-483-9355.
Ladies, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you both on today. Natalie, thank you so much for being my lovely co-host.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Zerika, thanks for hanging out with Nat and I. Always great. When I tell y'all, this is the normal vibe for Access Simple Wellness. We are expanding. We are looking to grow. But we're looking for people that fits right in with us because we just love each other. We just love hanging out and doing what we do and getting paid to have fun and providing the best quality services to you all out there. So if you're interested, massage, skincare, hair, nails, detox, a private on-site hair loss clinic, and we will be talking about hair loss soon, a private on-site hair loss clinic, and we also have classes, education classes. I'm telling you, it's a very unique and wonderful atmosphere to be a part of, but for the most part, if you're looking to get any of those services with no drama, with no wait, with no frustration, then definitely give us a call at 410-483-WELL. That's 410-483-9355. You've been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. I am Angela Hardy saying love yourself, let go and let God, and please stay out of your own way. Life is good, y'all. Take care and have fun creating the life you desire.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it. If you feel good, then go on and show it.